Hello, and welcome to the Tip of the Iceberg podcast. I'm Amy Souter, an editor with The Packer and Produce Market Guide, PMG for short, two trade publications in the fresh produce industry. Thanks so much for joining us. I hope you had a great Thanksgiving with family and friends, and that your companies also saw encouraging profits during this most food-centric of holidays. Today, The Packer editor Tom Karst and I chat with Emily Trogdon, public relations and marketing specialist, and Kurt Aiken, vice president of business development of Amplified Ag and its Vertical Roots brand. We discuss some not so common retail packaging initiatives they're doing, plus what they do, why, and how in such a growing high-tech indoor ag sector of our industry. Grown in shipping containers, this is a different version of CEA, or controlled environment agriculture, a sector that makes up less than 10% of the salad greens category, but has a surpassing growth rate. Let's hear it from Emily and Kurt.
This is Tom Karst, editor of The Packer, and we're here this afternoon with Amy Souter, our retail editor and editor of PMG, and also Kurt Aiken and Emily Trogdon of Amplified Agriculture and Vertical Root Farming. So they've got indoor agriculture, a lot of things interesting going on in that space. And Kurt and Emily, great to have you with us and to talk about some of the unique things that you're doing right now in marketing and also growing your technology. Thanks for being with us.
Great. Thank you.
Thanks for having us, Tom and Amy.
Yes. So could you explain a little bit about, before we get to the news, a little bit about how Amplified Ag and Vertical Roots, the relationship there, and then how Amplified Ag can help other companies with its tech?
So Amplified Ag is our parent company. And really what we are is we have two core businesses. The Amplified Ag side, which basically will provide a SaaS-based multi-tenant farm management system where it'll essentially allow us to have sensors and the capability to monitor everything within our growing pods, from the temperature of the water to the air temperature to the CO2 level to the nutrient level and the lights. And it will allow us to monitor all of that technology and growing support systems to be able to notify the farmers via tablet or cell phone with the warning indicator if one of those happen to have an issue when it comes to the growing part of the product. And so that's the Amplified Ag side. And we also turn around and take decommissioned refrigerated shipping containers that have probably been around the world several hundred times and repurpose them. And so that's another thing that's really neat about what it is that we're doing, from the standpoint that we're taking something that probably would go to the landfill or wherever, and we'll take those and repurpose them and upgrade them and refurbish them to be able to, to grow, whatever the products are that we happen to be growing. And so what's also nice is we have used that technology over the last 5 years to actually then operate our Vertical Roots brand. And so, we've had some trial and error from the beginning where, the software package and some of our growing practices have obviously improved over the years as we've by trial and error. And so we're also farmers. And so we're using that technology and we've kind of earned our stripes by showing potential customers that are interested in buying the product that, we actually use this technology and the farming system that Amplified Ag provides. And so, Vertical Roots is a brand that is in over 14 states and over 1,800 stores. And when you take a look at the short period of time that we've been able to build the brand with our living head variety of products, as well as our large leaf variety products, we've come a long way in a short period of time. And so our vision is to continue to grow that brand in terms of Vertical Roots and partnering with retail customers as well as food service customers across the country. And also at the same time, turn around and take our technology and make that available to folks that are interested in purchasing that and being able to grow. And so when you take a look at the vision of our founders, as well as our CEO, we also feel that we could take a look at going and providing a growing model to maybe some countries that really struggle with either being landlocked and struggle to have the proper amount of soil or land, so they may be landlocked from that standpoint. They have some weather challenges because of the fact that we control the weather and everything within these containers. We're able to grow in literally perfect growing conditions. So hopefully that's a good 60-second version of Amplified Ag and Vertical Roots.
Yes, very, very interesting, Kurt. And my apologies for not properly introducing you before. You're Executive VP of Business Development, and coming from a background with Fresh Express and Chiquita, coming to Amplified Ag in August, what attracted you to this space, to this growing area of the produce industry? What attracted you to join the team here?
Well, I was very fortunate to have been able to work at a great company, Fresh Express and Chiquita, and I, you know, there are tremendous tremendous people and team that was over there that I was fortunate to work with, and because of my experience over there, it put myself in position to be attractive to Amplified Ag and Vertical Roots. And so when you take a look at really what's going on in the industry in terms of the challenges of weather, with upcoming drought conditions and the ability to be able to irrigate properly in a lot of the growing regions, when you take a look at what's going on from a transportation standpoint, and then the other thing that's also that a lot of people may not necessarily think about is from a food safety standpoint. So when you're able to grow in the farms and in the containers like we are, we really remove almost all of the potential points of entry of potential food safety issues. And so that's the other thing that's also very, very important. And so at the end of the day, what's also most important is trying to get the best tasting, freshest tasting produce possible as close to the distribution centers and the stores as possible. Our product is on retail store shelves and has been harvested within 2 days. There, you're not going to be able to get that in other growing methods. And so that's the other, is the consumer wins. They end up having the freshest, best tasting, potentially the best and the safest product, out there. And that's what's also exciting. The other part is we can work with retailers, and we're looking at other potential items to look at growing, within our farms as well.
And I know, the Vertical Roots production areas are in what, South Carolina and Georgia? Is that correct?
We have farms, yes, in Columbia, South Carolina, in Charleston, South Carolina. And then we also have a farm that's been up and running for about 2 months now in Atlanta, in Atlanta, Georgia, just south of actually Atlanta at the State Farmers Market.
I was curious because I'd love to visit one of those farms someday, but what does it look like? I mean, when you drive by it, what does it look like? Is it several containers all together? What is it? What's the?
Yeah. If you imagine 40 foot, decommissioned shipping containers, they're not on axles. They're down on the ground about a foot and a half, 2 feet off the ground. They're normally white in color, and they will normally be, side by side to one another. And so when the product is then harvested, it will then lead to, the spine or the walkway of all those, that particular suite of containers, usually anywhere from 15 to 20 containers will then lead to, to that suite. And then that product will then get moved to the packing station and put into the boxes and ready for outbound to our customers.
Very interesting.
The other thing that's neat too is from a farmer standpoint, it's attractive for, if you want to be a farmer at our organization, you get to work in controlled climate at, about 73 to 75 degrees. There's usually no sun that's going to be, or rain or any of the weather conditions. It's going to be 75 all the time. They bring a speaker in, they're listening to music, you know, having fun with, you know, with our team. And so that's the other thing that's neat too, is as labor, obviously, has the labor market has tightened up, we feel we also have created a work environment that is attractive to, you know, potential people to come work for us.
Yeah, that's an important point these days. The packaging at retail level, there's something new there that's happening. Could you tell us about that?
Sure. We're real excited that right after Thanksgiving, we're going to start some of our holiday packaging. It's called the Lettuce Be Joyful. Lettuce as, of course, lettuce. And it's a campaign that is going to end up benefiting Feeding America. And so we're real excited about it. One of the things that's, you know, we've taken a look, and I look back at my 24 plus years in the industry, there's not a lot that had been done with produce companies, you know, changing out their packaging for the holiday. And so we think that's something that at Vertical Roots we're doing that's a little bit unique and different. Don't get me wrong, there are a couple of companies that have done it. And so we think that doing something that will continue to attract attention to salads, you know, maybe something a little bit different than obviously, you know, coming out of Thanksgiving and going into, you know, after the first of the year when that's the traditional heavy salad season with people going on New Year's resolutions and diets and so on. And so we thought that maybe doing something a little bit different to attract to the ultimate consumer that, you know, will bring attention to, you know, to our salads. And so by doing that, as well as raising some money, because a portion of our sales will end up going towards Feeding America. And so we're excited about that. You know, as we're, you know, still in the pandemic, having the challenges where people are still without jobs, the food banks are at all time high in terms of the amount of requests that they're getting in terms of needs for food. So we feel with what we're doing to be able to provide some financial support, along with our commitment to continue to provide some donations as well of product, as we have that available to, you know, to the local food banks that we do our primary business in, with our farms in Columbia and Charleston and Atlanta, and soon to be other locations as we expand our farms and continue to grow. So we feel it's a combination of those as well. And so the customers will be able to go and use the QR code at the shelf. And depending on which retailer they're at, we've got customized recipes for the consumer that will obviously use our items and try to create some excitement and have some fun, you know, during the holidays.
That was something I was so starting after Thanksgiving, the Vertical Roots package, the top seal will have like white snowflakes on it, right? That design is going to be temporary, but last through December. Is it going to go into January and later, or?
That design is going to be throughout the month of December, because throughout the entire month of December, a portion of those proceeds is what's going to be benefiting Feeding America.
Okay, so the design draws your attention, and it's connected to the promotion of giving back to. Yeah. So what I was interested in was the two aspects of this that apply not just to Vertical Roots, but to, you know, the produce industry or the salad category, the packaged salad category or packaged produce. The idea of changing up your packaging according to seasons or holidays, the way that they do with other, you know, consumer packaged goods, like other items that are shelf stable items or, you know, even like milk, they would do that for other, all different kinds of products at retail. And I'm wondering why we haven't done it that much until now. I mean, if it draws people's attention.
Yeah. You know, that's something that we, you know, our marketing team and our sales team, we all got together and we were talking about this promotion and how do we raise more awareness. And we always are thinking about the next fun thing to do. We're just a very fun, innovative group of individuals at Vertical Roots. And we thought, let's do this. We know people, we have such a committed group of shoppers that love our product. And to see all of the snowflake packaging on the shelf completely stands out. So it'll be a way to, you know, kind of give a little bit of joyful spirit to our current shoppers. And then also maybe even retain some new clients and new shoppers that have not yet purchased Vertical Roots. One thing is that we do want to make sure that, you know, our holiday packaging is running through the holidays. So you will not see it after the holidays to ensure that consumers understand that it is still fresh, because we don't want holiday packaging to be, you know, rolling out in February on the shelf. And then consumers may, it may appear to them as if, you know, product, you know, maybe older. So we were very, very considerate about our runtime for our holiday packaging and also to support our Feeding America promotion as well.
Yeah, I was also interested about, I mean, we've had lots of surveys and studies about the younger generation of shoppers and how they are demanding that companies be more socially responsible and environmentally responsible. And they want to know how you're doing everything. And they want to vote with their dollars about like social issues and values. And So I was wondering if there was some of that thinking going into, I mean, besides wanting to do something good for the general idea of doing something good.
But. Absolutely. And, you know, our product, for a company, we're a triple bottom line company. So that means we're focused on people, planet, and profit. And, you know, we consistently give back produce every single month. So this is really just an extension of our community giving and to really be able to showcase to the consumer that we are a very thoughtful company and we're consistently giving back. And that really roots the company, or it roots customers so much more into a product when they know that there is a mission behind that. And, you know, we have a mission in giving back to our community, but we also have a mission to change the produce industry at large and provide consumers with, you know, produce, as Kurt was saying, that is the freshest, safest, and cleanest greens and whatever other produce we start growing on the produce shelves.
Amy, you talk about social responsibility. So what we've adopted is there's 17 goals that were created by the United Nations in terms of on the basis for all the international leaders and organizations to try to work towards and promote the global economic growth and protect the planet. So, you know, some of those include, you know, zero hunger, you know, no poverty, affordable and clean energy, you know, just to mention a few. And so, you know, we have that as, you know, part of our core in terms of, you know, when we make a decision on, you know, whether it's packaging and how to, you know, how to grow and so on. So we do focus on, you know, on those sustainable development goals.
You know, one thing I had a question about it, and Emily, you bring up a good point about what consumers like and about their brands that they buy. And for you guys, I mean, it's gotta be multiple things. I mean, you're local, maybe you have giving back to the community. You've got, you know, that part of it. And have you ever asked your consumers why they purchase, you know, Vertical Roots lettuce or what have you? And what do they tell you?
You know, we get, on our Instagram in particular, we have so many fans that tag us and comment and send us direct messages that giving us live reviews. And it spans a lot of different areas, but a lot of people love to know that they're buying regionally grown produce. That's a huge thing for our consumers. They love the variety and the taste and the flavor. We consistently get reviews that say, I have never tasted lettuce like this before. And whenever you're able to open the eyes of consumers to a new type of product and they think, oh, wow, this is how lettuce is supposed to taste. My grandmother used to tell me a story that when she was growing up in England, she would pull carrots directly out of the ground and eat them. And it was like eating candy, and that any carrot that you get in the grocery store is not a real carrot. So, you know, we're doing that same thing with lettuce. And yeah, those are the consistent reviews that we get, is the taste, the flavor, the freshness, and that people can buy it and it'll stay in their fridge for a very long time. In case lettuce ends up in the back of your fridge and you forget it's there and you're used to grabbing it and it's completely mushy, because ours is so fresh, you know, you're safe to eat a nice salad after you've lost your lettuce in the fridge.
The nutrient level also stays at a very high level when it's when it's consumed, so much closer to, you know, when it was harvested. The other advantage that we've heard feedback from our retail partners is that shrink is very, very low on our items, because, you know, we're packing it usually within a couple hundred miles of their distribution center. So that means they're going to be able to get that product on the store shelves very, very quickly, which results in having a lot of shelf life remaining on the product. And so that's another positive feedback from the retailer, because obviously shrink is very, very important as they're trying to minimize that.
There's something about labeling that you had mentioned, Emily.
Yes. Yeah. So on our new packaging for our holiday packaging, we're also rolling out new call outs on the bottom third of our packaging. That really is a nod to our industry at large. We've replaced an icon that says we're the planet's best lettuce and we're sustainably grown indoors with the planet in mind. And really that's to raise more awareness for hydroponic produce, for vertically farmed produce for the consumer. So they know that this is not only local, this is not only regional, this is grown in an entirely different type of environment. And that's why it's so good. And we're seeing more and more that consumers are becoming more aware of this industry. So we're hoping to just continue that further down the path with our new packaging callouts.
Yeah, because while we're seeing more and more of CEA or controlled environment ag, particularly lettuce companies get bigger and bigger. And one gave us a statistic that put it in perspective that it's still only like 10% or less of the salad category as a whole. So while it seems, because it's so new and growing, it seems like so much, it's still, you know, a fraction overall. Mm-hmm. So getting consumers aware of this and understanding it more seems like a goal that would be pertinent. Right?
Yeah. Exactly. You're exactly right, Amy. That's one of the things that we're trying to figure out, how to best tell consumers about how great hydroponically grown product is and the advantages over conventionally grown as well as organically grown. And so, you know, that's something that we're working on every day to try to get to. Obviously, as with social media, where it's at today versus a number of years ago, you know, whether it's, you know, the QR codes or floor graphics or what have you, working with our retail partners to also have access where our products have links on their websites as well. That's something that we, you know, the consumer awareness of, you know, how great our product is. And, you know, we feel once a consumer tries it, we feel that we're going to have them, you know, they're not going to have a bad experience and leave us. And so, you know, we're constantly working with our retail partners to, you know, to promote on a regular basis and help create trial and excitement within the category. We're not going to ever replace, the traditional salads and the way that they're grown because of just how big and large scale that that is. And so, again, even though there's so many people that are, within the space, we feel that it's never going to turn around and replace, all of the, the other types of traditional farming. And so we're going to do everything we can to, just try to grow at the right rate and be able to provide the customers the best product possible.
We were just discussing and wondering, we have a couple examples of this, but have you ever considered maybe partnering with field grown lettuce growers? So they have like a CEA option or backup just to diversify their own growing portfolio. Has that ever crossed anyone's mind to?
Yes. I think you will see that there will be a convergence that, between companies, companies will be working together to complement each other. And I think that you're definitely going to see that. I think as far as Amplified Ag and Vertical Roots, as well as all of the other indoor farming companies, other indoor farming leaders in the category, those opportunities are out there. And, just the partnerships are going to be based on, what partnerships arise from that.
Very interesting. Well, yeah, I'm still drawn back to the production part of it. It's so fascinating.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And I'll not get too deep here, but basically, how long does it take to grow lettuce in a container and, in your vertical roots environment?
It's great questions. And it varies slightly depending on, which leaf, which variety that we're growing. But on average, about 35 days is the total number from the time that the seed is planted to go through the propagation process to the time that it ends up being harvested. And so that's the other thing that's really neat is we'll turn around, we'll harvest a container in about 3 hours. We will turn around and do a complete sanitation of it. And then by that afternoon, we will have transplanted other plants into that container to where then in another, couple of weeks, that container will do another, another crop. And so that asset is constantly being used. And so that's the other thing that's an advantage is it's how quickly that we're able to grow the product because we control every aspect of, the growing conditions.
Yeah, I think the percentage we grow on average about 25% faster than conventional agriculture with the lettuce varieties that we offer because we're able to provide to create the perfect environment every single day and give the plant based on that variety the exact nutrients that it needs. And one thing is in our farms, we don't use pesticides or chemicals of any kind on our lettuce. So you are getting a completely clean lettuce that has not been touched at all, except for a gloved hand, harvesting it and then putting it in its packaging.
The other thing, Tom and Amy, that's really neat is we can grow in about 2 acres with our containers. In 2 acres, traditional farming will need to grow 5 million heads. Traditional farming will need 380 acres to grow 5 million heads. We do it in 2 acres. We do it with a lot less water, no pesticides, and perfect growing conditions. And so that's, when you talk about leaving a smaller footprint on this earth behind us because of the way that we grow, that's the other thing that's exciting. And we're trying to make sure we're getting that messaging out to consumers as well.
And one interesting note to add along to Kurt is, on those 2 acres, we have our method of growing is container farming. There's, of course, many different types of vertical farms out there, whether they're building in warehouse or whether it's greenhouse. And we're very confident in our methodology, and our CEO, Don Taylor, is very confident in our container farm method because of the segmentation. Food safety just reigns supreme with the way that we farm, and we're able to grow a multitude and a variety of produce as well on a farm. So it gives us a lot of more flexibility and versatility, and we can expand our farms as we need to. For instance, our Columbia farm site, we just added another suite just this week of new farm containers to continue to meet the growing need of our retailers. So we're able to scale efficiently and quickly. The containers were dropped on Monday, and they're on, and I believe they're transplanting plants in them today. So there's just an efficiency with our type of model as well. And you can pick them up and you can move them if need be, and move them to a completely different location.
Well, you guys have been very generous. Emily and Kurt, it's been great to talk to you. Amy, yeah. Do you want to close this out? Do you have any more questions, Amy, too?
I think I'm going to leave it at that. Yeah, it's a lot of exciting news, and it was great to learn about your particular way of doing CEA, and because I know each company is doing it differently, and learning about your packaging news and the Feeding America news, that's exciting. So I look forward to seeing that around, and thank you both very much for taking the time with us.
You're welcome. Thank you for having us.
And happy holidays.
Yes, happy holidays.
Hey, everyone. That wraps it up for us today. Thank you so much for listening. I am grateful for each and every one of you listeners, as well as those of you who read our PMG and the Packer articles in print on producemarketguide.com and thepacker.com, and watch our videos. I love covering this industry, working on spreading healthy, colorful food consumption to all people. It's a great mission to be part of, so thank you for making that possible by using us as your resource for information. If you like what you hear on this Tip of the Iceberg podcast, please take a moment to hit that subscribe button, rate us, and type out a quick review on whatever platform you use to listen to Tip of the Iceberg, whether it's Google Play, Audible, Apple, or others. It really helps us out. And enjoy our earlier episodes. In our last two, we talked to Abby Pryor, Chief Commercial Officer of Bright Farms, on what a recent acquisition means for the CEA sector and retail. And the week before, we talked with Ashley Trenier, founder and CEO of FarmBox Direct, and how her most recent initiative, FarmBox RX, is transforming healthcare with a prescription for affordable, accessible, fresh produce delivery. And we'll have more of those great conversations from the industry each week. Thank you so much for your support. I hope you learned something useful or inspirational, and have a wonderful week.